Stage 9, Eugen's Torbrücke, or Eugen's Gate, Bridge, Atrium, Lower Fortress. You've just passed through the Eugen's Tor and are now in the Lower Fortress, or, as it's also known, the Outer Court. If you've already looked up towards the inner archway, you'll perhaps already have seen the reference to the year 1559. This is very misleading, as the gate was actually built after the Thirty Years' War, around 1655. The security of the fortress's entrance was of great importance and was safeguarded by the bridge, the new gate and the Karlsbastion.
Housing provision for the inhabitants was made as early as the Middle Ages. This was renovated where it had been damaged in the Thirty Years' War, and a whole new terrace was added. In times of peace, around 60 to 70 people were living on Hohentwiel, of whom around 30 were Gwardeknechte, the local lads who made up the garrison in the early modern age. The strength of the garrison grew to 130 men during the 17th and 18th centuries, and the total population stood at 200 to 300. In times of conflict, the numbers would increase, and in 1524 there was a talk of 500 lads as Gwardeknechte, while during the 30 Years' War there were at times as many as 1,000.
At the end of the 16th century, some members of the garrison were resident at the barracks with their families. There is evidence that the military personnel at the level of captain, lieutenant, cook, tailor, carter, vine tender, and the keller, or fortress administrator, lived there with their wives and families of between 4 and 6 children. Between them, the inhabitants built together a settlement with the feel of a small town there on the mountain. Hohentwiel was only sometimes caught up in conflict, and most of the time, people lived there in peace and harmony. Equally great was the need for services and accommodation. It won't surprise you to hear that a large number of skilled workers also settled here. In the remaining part of the guided tour, you'll see the remnants of their homes.
There were soldiers and officers' residences here in the outer court, not to mention a restaurant with its own brewery. There was a regimental doctor and pharmacist, and you will see the rest of the buildings from the bridge coming up on the left. Also on your left, you will find the two largest buildings in the lower fortress, one being the sutlery, which provided all the military supplies and which met the needs of the garrison and the barracks attached to it. The horse stalls are no longer to be seen, but they were there in the outer court. Huge quantities of wood, hay and grain would be stored in big barns. The keller, the fortress's administrator, as referred to earlier, was responsible for ensuring that there was always sufficient food and household goods. An important building is the wine press house, the remains of which you'll see on the right as you walk away from the bridge. In the 17th century, the wine stock level was never lower than 109,000 litres, a fact borne out by reports that there were high levels of alcohol consumption at the fortress. It is well documented that this old demon drinker was often kicked over the traces.